Hello, this is Ron Horshefsky, the Executive Director of Agility Orthopedics. I'm joined here by Dr. Joseph McLaughlin, orthopedic surgeon, fellowship trained in hand surgery. He's going to talk to us today about basal joint arthritis. Welcome, Dr. McLaughlin.
Thank you, Ron.
I have not heard a lot about the basal joint.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what that is?
So basal joint arthritis is just another name for arthritis at the very base of your thumb. It's a condition that many people have. Some people say that 50% of women over 50 years old have this problem, and many men of the same age or even younger have the problem as well.
Dr. McLaughlin, why do patients develop basal joint arthritis?
This arthritis is just like any other arthritis in your body. When you use a joint, the cartilage on either sides of that joint tends to wear down and get thinner. Over time, you can lose all of the cartilage on one or both sides of that joint, and when you do, the nerves that are attached to the bone get very irritated and cause a lot of pain whenever you move that joint. So usually we diagnose this problem mostly by our discussion together and by examining your hand. Once we have a tentative diagnosis, we generally confirm that with two x-rays just to check how arthritic your thumb joint is, and from there we talk about possibilities of treatment.
But arthritis is, so you wake up in the morning and it's painful and it starts to interrupt function, it gets to the point where they need to see a doctor for it.
That's all true. So it's pain at the side of your wrist, on the thumb side, as well as pain surrounding the bottom of your thumb and sometimes into what people describe as the meat of their thumb on the palm side. It tends to be particularly painful when people are using their hands a lot, with gripping or with turning objects, particularly opening jars. A lot of times people will complain of pain. And it tends to limit people's activity quite a bit.
All right, so what types of things do you try before somebody has surgery?
So shy of surgery, you can try a number of things. You can try splints that hold your thumb in a good position and decrease some of the motion at that joint. A lot of patients have a lot of pain relief with that. Some patients also opt for a steroid injection into that one joint that is really affected. And in most patients, that gives people good pain relief for a number of weeks.
Tell me about the surgery.
So the main joint that's affected with this problem is the joint between your first metacarpal bone and a small bone in your wrist called your trapezium. And the way that we treat this is we make a small incision on the side of your wrist near the bottom of your thumb. And through that, we go in and we take out that small bone, the one that's called your trapezium, to fill the space. After we take that bone out, we take one of the small tendons from your wrist and we put it in that space where we took the trapezium bone out. That leaves you with a good stable thumb, and having taken away that joint, you no longer have the pain from the arthritis in that area.
Which muscle tendon is used for the surgery?
That choice is up to each individual surgeon. The one that I generally take is called the flexor carpi radialis, but sometimes we take another one called the abductor pollicis longus. Taking either of those two tendons is okay because we have a number of tendons in our wrist that really do the same function, and losing one of those tendons or even half of one of those tendons doesn't really cause you any trouble.
All right, so now what do you do to the tendon before you actually put it back in with it? You said the trapezium was.
Yeah. So generally what we do is we stitch it to one of the surrounding bones. We stitch it to the base of the first metacarpal, and then it acts like a sling to hold that first metacarpal bone where it belongs. Also roll it onto itself so that it's kind of a ball shape to help fill up the space where that trapezium was taken out.
Okay, and what should a patient expect for recovery?
So recovery involves being in your splint after surgery for a week and a half or 2 weeks, and then after that we do let you move your thumb with having a small hand-based splint on after that. The thumb remains somewhat painful and a little stiff, probably for the first 2 months at least, and over the 2 months after that, generally patients start to say that they have a good, painless, high-functional thumb.
All right, so Dr. McLaughlin, can a patient who has this surgery expect to get back to normal daily functioning?
Many patients who have stopped certain activities because of pain in their wrist or in their hand can return to those activities and get back to doing things they want to with their life if this is treated appropriately.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Dr. McLaughlin.
You're welcome. Thank you.